Starbucks chairman Howard Schultz traveled to the birthplace of coffee to announce the opening of a center that will work with Ethiopian farmers and exporters to boost the quality of their product. He was joined in a news conference by Ethiopian Prime Minister Meles Zenawi, signaling that their public argument about trademarks that had gained international headlines is history. Last year, Starbucks refused Ethiopia's request for a licensing agreement giving the African country rights to the names of three Ethiopian regional coffees, even in countries where they are not trademarked. Starbucks' position was widely portrayed as denying royalties to impoverished Ethiopian farmers. That dispute was resolved earlier this year. Details were not disclosed, but Starbucks has agreed to recognize Ethiopia's ownership of the three names and not to block Ethiopian attempts to win trademarks for them. Schultz said the issue was never about royalties.
Much has been written about the concern that existed between the government's position and Starbucks' position, but candidly, I think a lot of that was misunderstood, and I'm really thankful to say behind us.
He says Starbucks will continue to use the three names in marketing Ethiopian coffee in its more than 15,000 stores worldwide. Prime Minister Meles praised the agreement as a win for Ethiopia's coffee farmers. He says last year's campaign against Starbucks was only aimed at helping producers earn a greater share of the profits.
Let me say that when we launched the campaign, we didn't do it on behalf of the government. We didn't do it to get royalties for the government. We did it to make sure that our farmers get better prices.
Starbucks Chairman Schultz says the support center being built in Addis Ababa will not attempt to teach Ethiopian farmers how to grow better coffee. Ethiopia already produces some of the world's finest coffee beans, and local reporters were skeptical that Starbucks would have anything to teach about coffee growing. But Prime Minister Meles explained that the center would offer modern production and marketing techniques that will make these superior coffees more competitive on increasingly complex and sophisticated world markets.
We've been growing coffee since time immemorial, but we have not been in the front ranks of scientific research.
Neither the Prime Minister nor the Starbucks chairman will reveal how much coffee the company is buying from Ethiopia, but Schultz said during the past 4 years, Starbucks increased its purchases of Ethiopian coffee by 400% and would double that amount during the current two-year period. Starbucks buys 300 million pounds of coffee a year at prices higher than what farmers get on the open market. Most of it comes from Latin America. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.